The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
This is the Piscopo in the Morning show. Joe Piscopo is off this week, but we are very, very pleased, Al Gattulo and I, Frank Morano, to be joined for the full program this morning by former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik. Led this department admirably through September 11th, became a nationwide, even a worldwide name and a star at that time. A lot of people forget, Commissioner, that the head of the FBI at that time on September 11th was actually a fella we talk about a lot these days named Robert Mueller, who, of course, is now the independent, the special counsel. Did you have a chance to communicate much with him in that capacity? Did you deal with him much at all? What'd you think of him?
I did deal with him. Not a lot. I dealt mostly with the SAC here in New York, which is Barry Maughan, was Barry Maughan. He was an assistant director of the FBI, one of the top guys. We dealt with Mueller once in a while on certain issues, security issues that came up, especially in the aftermath of 9/11. He was here a couple times to visit and meet with the mayor and I. Nice guy, but I can tell you from an operational perspective and an FBI perspective, from the agents that I know, and I know many, I would say, Mueller wasn't a great boss for the FBI. Jim Comey, he was okay. The guy seemed to like him. The men and women in the FBI, the boss that they really liked and respected, was Louis Freeh. Hmm. Louis Freeh was the FBI director under Bill Clinton. Mueller was a guy that was there. He did his job, I guess, but, you can't say anything.
It's very interesting that you mentioned that, because I've heard a similar thing about Louis Freeh from a couple of people that I've known who've been FBI agents. And if you look at the folks that have come after him, James Comey, Robert Mueller, and even now the current director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, they've all been lawyers. Louis Freeh was actually an FBI agent. And you compare that actually to here in New York City, you, Commissioner O'Neill, Commissioner Kelly, Commissioner Bratton, you guys were all police officers.
There lies, Frank, the problem with the FBI, as far as I'm concerned. The FBI is an investigative body. It's not the United States Justice Department. I think one of the problems with the Bureau is that you don't have investigators. You don't have cops running the FBI. They keep putting the lawyers in. They keep putting former U.S. attorneys in. I think it's wrong. I think, you have to have an investigative mind. You also have to know how to lead people. Mm. You have to know how to manage. The FBI, the Department of Justice does a great job in teaching people how to prosecute cases and investigate crimes. But what they don't teach is leadership and management. And being a cop, being an FBI agent, coming up the ladder in those positions, you learn how to investigate. You learn how to manage. You learn how to lead men and women. And I personally think in the last two decades, the best FBI director has been Louis Freeh. Hmm. And that's because he was an agent. That's because he came through the ranks and came into his position like that. These other guys, no, they came out of the Department of Justice. I disagree with that.
Well, so talking about Mueller now and the current independent counsel probe, Rudy Giuliani, the gentleman that appointed you as commissioner of First Corrections and then the NYPD, is now the president's lawyer. And he did this interview with Sean Hannity last night. And he basically said he expects this whole Mueller probe to be wrapped up by September. That's 31 days from now. He said that the case, Mueller's case, isn't going to fizzle. It's going to blow up on them. Do you think Rudy Giuliani is playing this smart both legally and politically from a PR perspective?
I think he's playing it the way it has to be played. I mean, he can't sit back and let, you know, leaks and the press and everybody else drive what's out there. You know, he has a client that is like none other. It's the president of the United States. And Rudy, I think, is privy to information, a lot of stuff that we don't know about, a lot of stuff in that investigation that we don't know about. I think if he says there's going to be a problem, I think people should pay attention.
Yeah. Do you think, let's say it's not wrapped up by September, do you think at some point the president has to say, hey, I'm pulling the plug on this. Rosenstein, if you're not going to fire this guy, Sessions, if you're not going to fire this guy, I'm going to find an attorney general and or a deputy attorney general that will.
I think that'll happen eventually. You know, who knows? The problem is it's all speculation. Mm. Nobody knows for sure. I think they continue to spin their wheels. And something you brought up earlier on Manafort. Manafort has nothing to do with collusion, has nothing to do with the president. But Mueller kept the Manafort case, and I believe he kept the Manafort case to keep this going. I believe he kept the Manafort case to prosecute it in an attempt to squeeze Manafort and anybody else that they could get in their crosshairs to go after the president. He shouldn't have the Manafort case. The Manafort case has nothing to do with collusion of the president. Should have been pawned off, just like Manafort gave the United States Attorney's Office in New York three or four different people on the lobbying issue. Okay, well, that's exactly
what Mueller gave them.
Mueller gave it to the U.S. attorney in New York. It's exactly what he's prosecuting Manafort for.
Yeah, the point you make is such a good one, right? So that if Mueller, in the course of his investigation, which again is supposed to be about Russian interference in the election and obstruction of justice, if he uncovers crimes, the prudent thing to do, the responsible thing to do, would be to turn this over to the law enforcement authorities that are tasked with investigating those crimes in that jurisdiction.
Would be the appropriate jurisdiction. So the U.S. Attorney in Virginia, the U.S. Attorney in D.C., U.S. Attorney in Manhattan, the Southern District. But in this case, Manafort was involved in the president's campaign. They thought he may know something about the president. You know, he had Ukrainian contacts. So they figured, you know what? We'll hold on to him. We'll squeeze him. We'll annihilate him. We'll destroy him personally and financially and see if we can't get anything out of it.
You know, speaking of the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District, front page of today's New York Post, as well as the New York Times, Congressman Chris Collins, upstate New York congressman, Republican, the very first member of Congress to endorse Donald Trump, he has been arrested and charged with insider trading. Now, it's very interesting to me that we heard a lot that Donald Trump was asking for preferential treatment for Michael Flynn, who campaigned for him, from James Comey. And that supposedly is one of the things involved in this investigation here. But the very person who's charging Chris Collins is a U.S. attorney, Jeff Berman, who was appointed by Donald Trump. So all these people that say that Donald Trump is creating this illusory house of cards where he was going to protect all of his allies, the person arresting and charging the very first congressman to endorse him is the U.S. attorney that Donald Trump appointed. So that's, I find that very, very interesting. But the other interesting thing is the election is 3 months away. Chris Collins remains on the ballot. This was considered a pretty safe Republican seat. Now he's been stripped of his committee assignments by Paul Ryan, says he intends to remain on the ballot. How do you see this playing out both legally and politically?
Look, I don't know Collins. I know nothing about him other than I remember when he endorsed the president. But I will tell you this. I don't think he has any idea what's coming. I don't know how much money he has, but he's going to learn very quickly. You don't have the constitutional rights you think you have if you don't have the money to pay for them. So unless he has an endless bank to put up for his own defense, I don't know how long that fight's going to last. And that's the worst part of the criminal justice system. And it's the part that the prosecutors use against you. Mm. They know that.
They have limitless resources.
They have limitless resources, and it has no impact on them. No matter what they do, it has no impact on them financially, personally. So they can go on these witch hunts all they want and destroy people, destroy lives, destroy bank accounts, life savings. Look, with me, my life savings, my 401ks, and tens of millions of dollars in proposed and anticipated business lost because they wanted to, go after my nanny.
Mm. It's a sad situation. I want to talk to you a little bit later about the Shelley Silver trial and his recent sentence. But in looking at Chris Collins, he's a politician, right? We've seen a lot of politicians in New York State get arrested and get convicted. Dean Skelos, Shelley Silver, Pedro Espada, John Sampson. The list goes on and on. Both parties all over the state, from, statewide office holders like Alan Hevesy all the way to, Oyster Bay town executives like, Nassau County executives like Edmund Gano. Do you think it's more difficult, honestly, for a politician to get a fair trial than an average Joe on the street?
Of course it is. It's 10 times more difficult because, one, look, Collins is all over the front page of the paper today. If that was anybody else, same type of charges.
Yeah, insider trading. I couldn't even tell you someone else that was charged.
Insider trading, $800,000. It's not like $800 million. Mm. $800,000, less than $1 million. Insider trading. There could be 40 or 50 of these going on in the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District, and we would never know it. So that's one. He's going to get crucified in the court of public opinion. And, the U.S. Attorney holds a big press conference, which they had yesterday, announcing these charges. I think that in itself, I think that should be outlawed. That the U.S. attorneys get up there and announce these big...
They
basically do a pep rally. But more importantly, they skew the jury pool.
Yeah.
Where's the jury pool? It's in the Southern District.
Right.
They skew the jury pool against the person that's now been arrested. You're supposed to have a fair trial. There's no way in hell these guys get a fair trial.
Well, you know what? It's so interesting that you mentioned this. And if people are just tuning in, we're talking with Bernie Kerik. He knows the criminal justice system from both sides of the law. And coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to talk with Shel Farley. She's the Republican running for U.S. Senate here in New York. I want to ask her about Kirsten Gillibrand jumping on board the bandwagon to abolish ICE. But, there was an accused organized crime figure in New York named Tommy Gioli. And they did the same thing with him. Like they do with every high-profile defendant. He didn't have a lot of money, so he had a court-appointed attorney. But what he did from prison is he would keep a blog in which he would give his version of the case, the right facts of the case, and he would email it to his daughter or his wife, and they would publish it on the on this blog. The U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI got so ticked off that he would give his side of the story, never mind that it was, not great grammar, not great syntax, but just that he would challenge and have the media write about what he was saying about his own case. I never saw them get so crazed about anything as that he would have the audacity to try and speak out publicly about his own innocence.
It's okay when they do it.
Right.
It's okay when they leak stuff. And here's the thing. They leak secret grand jury information to the press. That's illegal. It's a crime. They do it all the time. How do you think people are finding out what's going on in the Manafort grand jury? It wasn't Manafort talking to the press. There's only certain people that know what's going on in there. And that stuff then gets leaked to the press.
Right. And federal grand...
I want to back up one second, Frank. There are phenomenal U.S. attorneys and prosecutors in this country, and I've worked with many. You know, I worked against the Cali cartel, the drug cartels, for years. I worked with some of the best drug U.S. attorneys in this nation. I know some of the best U.S. attorneys. But over the past two decades, the profession has diminished in its moral character because they feel that it's okay to break the law to enforce it.
What caused that change in mentality on the part of federal prosecutors especially?
I think it's some of it's oversight. And I think a lot of it has to do with the desire to win and the desire to self-promote. Keep in mind, you know, U.S. attorneys and former and federal prosecutors, they are judged. Their job performance is judged based on the conviction rate. So 20 years ago, if we walked into a courtroom and a prosecutor had a case, defense attorney would say, you know, I spoke to the prosecutor. We're looking to do this. There'll be punishment. There'll be this, this. Prosecutor would look over and say, I agree. I think probation's okay. I have no problem, Your Honor. You will not find a U.S. attorney, a federal prosecutor today that will walk in a courtroom and say, give him probation, unless the guy's ratting out somebody else. You're not going to find that, and you're not going to find it because his performance evaluation is based on that conviction and how much time is served.
Wow. All right. Let's take a break. We're going to talk with Shel Farley. She wants to go to the U.S. Senate. She's running for U.S. Senate in New York as a Republican, which is a very blue state. We're going to ask her how a Republican in the Trump era, where in a state where Trump, even though he's from here, is not necessarily too popular, can beat the odds and beat Kirsten Gillibrand. Well, before we do that, let's get a look at the traffic with Debbie Duhaime. Hello there, Debbie.
Good morning, Frank, Bernard, Alan, everybody. Let's see what's happening, guys, as we take it over to New Jersey Transit. New Jersey Transit, 5 canceled trains this morning. Also a suspension on the Northeast Corridor between Metro Park and Trenton. A person struck by a train over in Metuchen. Let's see what's happening on the 6 train. Delay still out there with signal problems. And also we're seeing some slowdowns on the D train. And that's all due to some ongoing signal problems as well. Inbound GWV up to 40. Lincoln 25. Holland 25. Garden State Parkway South at 147, exiting cleared. Traffic is still kind of busy on the LIE West right through Woodhaven Boulevard and the Cross Bronx West at White Plains Road. That's an accident in the process of being cleared. This report brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Partly cloudy today, high of 91. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Bubba Burger. Bubba Burger is America's favorite burger. The quality and convenience from a brand you trust. Many choices. The Bubba Original, Angus, Turkey, and Veggie Burgers. All ready when you are. The brand, the quality, the convenience. You'll never bite a burger better than a Bubba.
This weekend on Champions of Justice, how much do we need lawyers? What's their role in our lives? And how are they being trained today? These are the questions we pose to the Dean of the Santa Clara University School of Law, Lisa Kloppenberg. Tom Girardi and Howard Miller host a fascinating conversation and even address the high cost of lawyers. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970, The Answer.
From the Fox Business Network, the Securities and Exchange Commission is investigating Tesla CEO Elon Musk's comments about taking the company private. The Wall Street Journal says the government wants to know whether Musk's comments on Twitter were factual and why he chose to release them on Twitter instead of a regulatory filing. Business is much stronger than expected at review website Yelp. Its sales improved and it made more money in the recent quarter. Yelp is now saying the whole year will be stronger than expected. Streaming video company Roku made a profit in its recent quarter after losing money a year ago. Roku also is launching a web version of its Roku channel. You can watch it on laptops, mobile phones, and PCs. Concerns about trade returned on Wednesday. The Dow dropped 45. The NASDAQ was up 4. The S&P down about a point. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Transform your child's summer with Mathnasium. Children of all skill levels enjoy our math-focused summer programs like fractions, multiplication, algebra readiness, and more. These programs prevent summer learning loss and get kids ready for the year ahead. Mathnasium is the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. We have over 900 centers worldwide. Call 855-SUMMER-5 to contact yours. That's 855-SUMMER-5. At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at the SmartWayToBuy.com. That's the SmartWayToBuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today, pronounced regionally as chowda, chowda. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
726, this is Frank Morano here with Bernard Carrick and Al Gattulo for Joe Piscopo, who's going to be back on Monday. And I am thrilled to be joined by the Republican, Conservative, and Reform Party candidate for U.S. Senate here in New York, running against Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, and that is Shell Farley. Shell, good morning. Thanks for coming on the radio with us.
Good morning, Frank. It is great to be here.
So let's begin with, you know, we've been talking a lot about law enforcement this morning, taking advantage of Commissioner Kerrick's expertise. I was pretty dumbfounded that Kirsten Gillibrand, who, when she was a member of Congress, was more conservative than most New York Republicans, became, I believe, the first U.S. senator to call for the abolition of ICE. I mean, I don't even think Bernie Sanders called for the abolition of ICE. What's your reaction to New York's junior senator actually calling to abolish ICE?
I think it's absolutely crazy, Frank. In fact, it's why I call her the ICE Queen. But, I mean, ICE is incredibly important. They took 796 members of the MS-13 gang off the streets last year. And if you remember, the MS-13 gang is the group that takes knives and machetes and hacks to death our teenagers. We do not want that. We want them off the streets, and ICE is doing that, and we've got to keep ICE.
Well, and, you know, one of the things that Kirsten Gillibrand takes credit for, and, we've been talking a little bit about September 11th as well this morning, is her role in getting the Zadroga Act passed. As much as you may not agree with where she is on taxes and bringing money home to New York and abolishing ICE, do you have to give Senator Gillibrand a little bit of credit for getting the Zadroga Act passed?
Well, I certainly have to give, you know, everyone credit for getting the Zadroga Act passed. I think it was very helpful, but it was Carolyn Maloney's bill that ultimately ended up getting passed. And, you know, of course, she's the Democratic congresswoman in Manhattan, and I think it's incredibly important. But what's amazing is that Kirsten Gillibrand does one thing and then, or says one thing and then does another. A great example of this is this latest defense bill. She ran around. In fact, she just sent out a press release yesterday touting the fact that she got $200 million for a variety of facilities, military facilities across the country. That's fantastic. And I am absolutely supportive of that. But do you know what? She voted against the bill. So she says, oh, well, you know, I was in, I was in the Armed Services Committee and I helped get all of these provisions. And I'm like, you voted against the bill. You got us nothing.
We're talking with Shelle Farley. She's running for U.S. Senate. Her campaign's gotten a lot of attention, not just here in New York, but actually around the country. Shelle, do you think Kirsten Gillibrand is running for president in 2020?
Absolutely. I think that is what is, you know, what is causing her to take all of these wild far left positions. And it's just she's just trying to appeal to these liberal activists and coalitions to run for president in 2020. And a great example of that is she has spent more money to support candidates running in other states than any other senator, more than Cory Booker, more than Elizabeth Warren, even more than Bernie Sanders. And what's worst of all is what's the job of a senator? The job of a senator is to be in Washington and actually to do these bills and work for the people of their state, New York. Well, a great example of this, she missed a bill 2 weeks ago. She was out campaigning for Tammy Baldwin in Wisconsin. Tammy Baldwin made it back for the signing, for the vote. And then she went down to Illinois. Both of the Illinois senators made it back. But she stayed in order to do fundraising with the Pritzker family. Why? Because the Pritzker family is a very wealthy family that can help fund her race in 2020. I mean, it's ridiculous. And that is why my website is firegillibrand.com.
Well, and I do want to ask you, though, you talk about I don't think you're going to get much of a debate from this audience about Kirsten Gillibrand being wrong for championing every possible left wing cause that you can imagine. But look, New York is a state that voted for Hillary Clinton before that voted twice for Barack Obama. We haven't had a Republican elected statewide since 2002. You are going to need some Democrats to vote for you if you're going to win. How do you appeal to those folks, to left of center voters who dislike Donald Trump, that have voted repeatedly for Andrew Cuomo and Elliot Spitzer and liberal Democrat after liberal Democrat statewide? How do you get some of those folks on your side?
Well, Frank, absolutely. And that is one of the reasons why I have the Reform Party nomination as well, which you are very familiar with. But one of the ideas is that we need somebody who's actually going to do something. This is not a Democrat versus Republican. And one of the things is she has not done in 11 and a half years, she's done nothing for New York. Literally, she has only gotten one sponsored bill passed. That was last week, and that was to rename a post office.
You know, and the fact that she went from being so conservative as a member of Congress to so liberal as a member of the U.S. Senate, it really has to make you wonder, irrespective of where you fall on the political spectrum, what her true convictions are.
Oh, no question. Absolutely. I joke that she was known as Annie Oakley when she was in the House, and she's turned into Jane Fonda in the Senate. But I think we need someone who's actually going to get something done. And I came out just last week with this proposal for a deduction for renters. It is not fair that only homeowners can deduct their mortgage and their property taxes off their rent. So I said, we need to make this equitable and allow renters to deduct up to $3,000 a month, $36,000 a year off their federal taxes. It would make a big difference. It would make things more fair, and it would help New York, because New York loses so much money. I talk about this every time I'm on the show, that you know we've lost $48 billion last year. And this rent deduction would make go a long way to actually taking back, so we don't send that money down to Washington anymore.
Well, I have to tell you, as a renter, I have been really, really annoyed at the fact that I have to essentially subsidize people that are a lot better off than I am, because they get to deduct their mortgage interest and I don't get to deduct my rent. So as a renter, I applaud you for that. And I can tell you, here in Manhattan and Brooklyn and New York City, where there are a lot of Democrats who also happen to be renting, I think they'd also welcome the rent deduction. Before we end, though, Shelle, I want to ask you, you've taken to calling Kirsten Gillibrand Kirsten Jello Brand. Beyond being a very clever pun, what are you trying to say with that?
Well, I think it's the point that she basically, you know, will move herself to fit any mold and to fit any position. And a great example of that, of course, is her position on guns. You know, she had an A rating from the NRA when she was in the House. 2 years later, she had an F rating. We need somebody who's actually going to stand up and have some backbone. The tax bill is a great example of this. She sat on her hands and said, oh, it's a bad bill. Well, that's not her job. Her job is to negotiate and make it better. And that's why I want to get in the Senate, because we can still make changes to that tax bill and increase that cap. I mean, a $10,000 cap when the average property tax bill in Westchester is $19,000 a year is too low. But there was nobody there fighting for New York. And that's what I will do when I get into the Senate. So if you want to hear more, go to firegillibrand.com to see my website.
Well, Shell, thank you. We'll be following you throughout the next 90 days. Best of luck to you. We hope to talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you. If you want to comment on any portion of our discussion, you're welcome to give us a call at 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. We're going to continue with Bernie Kerik next. We're going to ask about Shelley Silver's recent prison sentence. Too easy? Too harsh? We'll find out. And what about the move around the country to abolish ICE? We'll pick Bernie Kerik's brain on that next. But first, here's Al Gattula with the news.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
75 degrees at 735. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. It's another nightmarish commute for New Jersey Transit commuters who ride Northeast Corridor trains. Service between Metro Park and Trenton has been suspended because of a trespasser incident on the tracks near Metuchen. That action comes as Governor Murphy set to hold a closed-door meeting with New Jersey Transit officials this morning in Newark. He's trying to get to the bottom of the hellish commute for riders in recent weeks, including dozens of train cancellations caused by track problems, upgrades, and engineers taking unexcused absences. New York City artist Scott Lobiedo is showing his support for President Trump with a large installation on a lawn on Staten Island. The 15-foot-tall structure shows Trump in a T-shirt with his arms crossed just below his torso on the numbers 2020 with the American flag painted across the digits. Lobiedo says that he is not trying to cause controversy but wanted to show how much he appreciates what the president is doing. The installation was made from a foam board. In sports, Giancarlo Stanton's Grand Slam capped a six-run second inning. Yankees beat the White Sox 7-3. Yanks still 9 back in the American League East over the Red Sox. Jacob deGrom struck out 10 over 6 innings of 4-hit ball, Mets shutting out the Reds by the final of 8-0. In sports, it's sponsored by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. You mentioned the problems with New Jersey Transit. Again, that Northeast Corridor service suspended between Metro Park and Trenton with that ongoing police department activity near Metuchen. 5 other trains canceled this morning with a positive train control with New Jersey Transit. Over on Metro North, a 15-minute delay on the New Haven line. Let's see what's happening right now as you head to the 6th train. Delays with some ongoing signal problems. Delays on the D as well. Inbound side of the GWB getting reports of an accident at the beginning of the span at the upper level. 40 minutes in there. Lincoln 30. Holland still about 25. Traffic is still moving slowly on the Garden State Parkway North at 147. Accident cleared. And you're moving pretty slowly here as you take a ride over to the Deegan South at Fordham Road with emergency construction. Partly cloudy today. High of 91. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Going back to school can be so annoying. Summer's over and I have to start doing homework again. But what's even more annoying is how my mom acts. She usually cries for days, eats a lot of candy and junk food, and asks me a million questions. But not this year. Since she started taking this stuff called Calitrin, she's been so full of energy and happy.
We get going back to school can be difficult for some parents. At Calitrin, we see it as a time for you to treat yourself. With Calitrin, you will feel better than ever before. Higher energy levels, healthy weight loss, and better sleep, nothing will get you down.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
Treat yourself today by visiting Calitrin at toploss.com or calling 833-TOP-LOSS.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you.
So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train, stand at Patton's gravesite, visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne. Cross Pegasus Bridge. See where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Pointe du Hoc. See the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours. 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
You know, we're going to be talking about Rikers Island coming up with Elias Hussamadine, the president of the the Correction Officers Benevolent Association. And I've been to Rikers Island, and I have to tell you, maybe not with the degree of expertise that Bernie Carrick could tell you, but it's a mess. It's not just a mess because of the mismanagement that's going on there now, but physically, the buildings themselves are an absolute mess. They're dilapidated. Many of them are falling apart. Many of them are leaking. And if there was ever an entity, there were a set of buildings that could use Rhino Shield, it's the buildings at Rikers Island. And that's why if you're a landlord or a property manager or a co-op board member or a condo board member, come on, admit it, you co-op and condo board members, you guys love to flex your power. I see how much you guys get off on really, really exercising your authority within the building. Well, here's your opportunity to use your dictatorial condo board powers for something benevolent. If your building's exterior or roof is looking weather-worn, it's not holding up too well over the years, it's time to give my friend Susan Safis over at Rhino Shield a call. Rhino Shield exterior coating fights the aging effects of everyday weather and wear and tear on the exterior and the roof of all buildings. This durable protection it provides keeps the outside looking great and the inside dry and trouble-free. Comes with a 25-year transferable warranty against chipping, peeling, fading, cracking, even labor material cover. That means you do this, you could sell your building, the warranty transfers. It's really incredible. So call for a free estimate, 877-744-6608. That's 877-744-6608. 12-month, no-interest financing available. Never paint your property again. Give your house or building renewed curb appeal. Increase the value and decrease energy bills. 877-744-6608. That's 877-744-6608.
Dennis Prager. Coming up at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
This is the Piscopo in the Morning Show here with Bernard Carrick and Al Gattulo sitting in for Joe Piscopo. You know, Commissioner, we were talking about the drive that many Democratic politicians have taken up to abolish ICE. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she was considered sort of a fringe character when she brought this up. Then she beat Joe Crowley in a primary for Congress. Then Bill de Blasio comes out and says, yeah, let's abolish ICE. Then Senator Kirsten Gillibrand comes out and says, yeah, let's abolish ICE. What do you make of this drive among mostly, I think, all Democratic politicians around the country to abolish the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency?
Lunatics. It's the one word I could think of. You know what? I don't think they realistically have any idea what ICE does. The bottom line is, you know, if they're worried about letting people into the country, if they're worried about illegals getting over the borders, if they're worried about all that stuff, ICE has nothing to do with it. It's the border control. ICE is out there in the streets locking up some really, really bad people. MS-13 is one of them, the gang. L.A. has an enormous gang problem that's, you know, created by a bunch of illegals. ICE is going after them. But they do a bunch of other stuff that nobody even has any conception of. And what's startling, you know, I understand that Mayor de Blasio may not know what they do, but I find it mind-boggling that a U.S. senator or a U.S. congressman doesn't know what they do, because You wrote the law.
Right.
You created the laws that they enforce. And if you don't like what they're doing, change the law.
How does this fit into the whole debate over sanctuary cities? We've been talking about sanctuary cities for a long time, and the debate seems to have ratcheted up, not only because of Donald Trump's presidential candidacy, but because of murders that took place in places like San Francisco, where Kate Steinle was murdered by someone that was deported multiple times. Give me your take as a law enforcement professional that presided over a sanctuary city here in New York over the sanctuary city policy and what cities should be doing policy-wise.
I think the policies are hurting America on a number of different fronts, but primarily on the crime front. Mm. And I think Americans in general, Frank, across the country, they're tired of paying for others. You know, you talked a minute ago about, you know, you rent and you're getting a tax deduction or you're not getting a tax deduction that people that buy or own, right, have a mortgage. You know what? I'm sick of hearing that I have to pay for somebody else's kid to go to college. Mm. You know, in 2.5 weeks from now, I have to take my daughter out to Michigan State University. I'm paying for it. Nobody else is paying for it. Nobody's saying, you know, we're going to give you free rent. We're going to give you free
room and
tuition.
Board, yeah.
We're going to give you free. Nobody else is doing that. I got to do it. You have to do it. The working class American, the red-blooded Americans, they are tired of people mooching on America. And I think that's why Donald Trump has become so, you know, so powerful throughout the country, because he is one guy. Look, out of all the presidents that we've had in my lifetime, I think Reagan is the closest. But Donald Trump is about one thing, making America first, making America great, not letting countries take advantage of you. These are things that I think Americans relate to.
It's so interesting that you say that, even though that you were nominated by President Bush as a cabinet official to be Homeland Security Secretary and appointed by President Bush as interim minister of the interior in Iraq. And yet still you think Trump is the closest in the last three decades to pushing that America First agenda.
He is. Look, I've known him 20 years. I know he's a generous guy.
How did you guys get to know one another?
Through New York City, through the New York City arena. You know, I ran Rikers. I ran the NYPD. We had numerous contacts. In the aftermath of 9/11, he was constantly offering his support, anything he could do to help us, getting down to Ground Zero to support the troops and all that stuff. But you know what? Forget all that. I don't care if he's a Republican or Democrat. I know that he believes in this country, and I know what he did in this city. When he said he was going to get something done, he got it done. I believe that he's the only president we've ever had. He doesn't give a damn what your politics are. He doesn't care where you come from. He doesn't care what your agenda is. He's going to do what's best for the country. And to me, I think it's time we need that. You know, I'm sick of Washington. I'm sick of Congress, a do-nothing Congress. I'm sick of it. And I think the American people are, too.
And we're talking with Commissioner Bernie Kerik, 877-970-2999. We're going to get to your calls in just a moment. I mentioned briefly your work in Iraq. Now there is, just this week, President Trump has reinstituted sanctions on Iran. We did away with the Iranian nuclear deal. We've snapped back into place some of the sanctions that were in place. As someone that's been a student for a long time and worked in the Middle East, been a student of the affairs there, what do you think of our policy towards Iran? Is it the wise thing to do to put these sanctions back into place?
I think it's wise to put the sanctions back into place. I think personally, this is my personal opinion, I think we have to, there has to be regime change in Iran. I think Iran is not only a threat to the Middle East, but it's a threat to a global threat when it comes to nuclear power. And look, I know personally many of the state leaders in the Middle East, and they are scared to death of a nuclear Iran. Mm. Jordan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia.
Not to mention Israel.
Not to mention Israel. But when in our lifetime, in my lifetime, when did I ever think, and I live there, I've been in the Middle East 10 years, never in a million years did I think I would see the Israelis and the Saudis working together, trying to work together on, you know, stabilizing Iran and lessening their influence.
We have to take a break for traffic in just a minute. But before we do, we're seeing this crazed Florida shooter. I don't want to even mention his name. Joe Piscopo has instituted, I think, a good rule of not mentioning the names of these crazed assassins that shoot up schools. But he is talking on video about hearing voices in his head. Now, it seems like over the last 2 decades, we've seen an explosion in the number of mass shootings, particularly in schools. As a public safety expert, longtime security official and consultant, what can be done to make schools more safe?
An enormous amount can be done. The shame of it is, you know, people aren't doing it. In the aftermath of these shootings, just like in the aftermath of September 11th, there's 1,000 lessons we learned, and yet there are communities around the country, local and state communities around the country, that, you know, they're not preparing, they're not planning, they're not doing mock drills and tabletop exercises, preparing for crisis. If we haven't learned by now what has to be done in schools, it's insane. They can be hardened. Access egress can be hardened. With technology today, you can do things that you could never do before. There's an enormous amount you can do, but you need community leaders. They're going to get off their behind and do the job they were appointed to do.
Mm. We're going to continue next, and we'll take your calls at 877-970-2999. But first, let's check in with Debbie Duhame, who's got the traffic. Hello there, Debbie.
Hi, Frank, Bernard, and everybody. Let's see what's happening right now as you take it over to New Jersey Transit. The Northeast Corridor suspended between Metro Park and Trenton. It's all due to police department activity near Metuchen Path. We'll cross Honor, Newark, Hoboken, and 33rd. Also, 5 other trains canceled on New Jersey Transit this morning with positive train control. And it looks like you're seeing delays with Metro North on the New Haven line of 15 minutes. Also delays now as you take it over to the Harlem line and the Hudson line as well. Over on the 6 train, delays, and that's all due to some ongoing signal issues. Inbound side of the GWB, 40 minutes getting into town. Accident cleared, Lincoln 30, Holland 25. We're still seeing some pockets of volume here on the Cross Bronx West at White Plains Road with an earlier problem clear. Deegan South at Fordham Road, that's emergency construction and alternate side in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
The Eric Metaxas Show.
The Eric Metaxas Show.
If it were a private directive to Sessions, maybe you have something to talk about. But this is a public tweet to millions of people to read, nothing to hide. And they are actually talking about it seriously as though it might constitute obstruction of justice. This is above the fold in the headline.
The Eric Metaxas Show. Weeknights at 11, right after Joe Walsh at 9, on AM 970, The Answer.
How can I enjoy my summer vacation with this ringing in my ears?
It's called tinnitus. If you've got it too, call the Hearing and Tinnitus Center on Long Island. Dr. Melanie Hertzfeld and her associates specialize in treating tinnitus. Other area specialists refer their tinnitus patients to the Hearing and Tinnitus Center. Find out why.
This is Dr. Melanie Hertzfeld. Our office has a variety of proven tinnitus therapies. If your ears are ringing, give us a call.
Call the Hearing and Tinnitus Center today, 516-364-0011. 516-364-0011.
Boy, I'll tell you, the weather that we've had over the last 3 or 4 days here in the Northeast has been insane. Heat, humidity, we've had all these thunderstorms, the rain. It has really put a damper on my exercise regimen. At least the first couple of days of the week, I was able to get to the pool. But Wednesday and even today, I might not be able to get to the pool because of all this rain. So I take my Calitrin. And have you ordered a 90-day supply of Calitrin yet? Go to toploss.com right now. Order yourself a 90-day supply of Calitrin. The website will answer all your questions. They'll help you lose weight have more energy, and feel great. There's no drugs, no stimulants, all natural, so simple to use. Just take it before bedtime. It works on you while you're sleeping to help give you back what you need. Plus, use the promo code AL. You're going to get 10% off when you go onto the site at toploss.com. Or give Calitrin a call right now at 1-800-325-4366. Operators are standing by. They'll answer all your questions. Plus, use the promo code AL for 10% off. That's 1-800-325-4366 or toploss.com. Use the promo code AL for 10% off.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Cancella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Five minutes until 8 o'clock. One of my favorite musicals of all time as a history buff is the musical 1776. And I don't think any line is more apropos to the current moment than when John Hancock says to Thomas Jefferson, Mr. Jefferson, would you tell us about the weather as if it weren't painfully speaking for itself? Joe Lundberg, if you were playing the role of Thomas Jefferson, what would you have to say about the weather?
I love that thing. And there's a line in it I'm trying to pick out and I can't remember. I love that musical.
Oh, it's great. It's terrific. Are you trying to think of a weather-related line? Or
yes, I am.
Hot?
It's hot enough to whatever, but it's toasty, although I think today it's just not as oppressive. The humidity backs down ever so slightly, but it's still uncomfortable. 89 and high humidity. We're going to be 88 tomorrow. Then after that, big change for the weekend. We take out the heat, we bring in the clouds, and we're going to bring in some showers. 76 to 80 Saturday with some showers and a thunderstorm, and I think there's going to be more showers on Sunday.
And we're not looking for the heat to break anytime soon. I mean, we're talking upper 80s, 90s. Oppressive heat, but
two more days of it, today and tomorrow. Then after that, it's gone for a while.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Joe
Lundberg.
Thanks, Joe.
We'll talk to you next hour.
877-970-2999. Bernie Kerik here with Al Gattulo and Frank Morano. Let us say hello first to Anthony in Astoria. Anthony, hello.
Good morning, Frank.
What's on your mind? Only got a minute here, Anthony. Go ahead.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
I want to tell you first that you're one of my 10 heroes. You,
thank you.
The president, our former mayor, Rudy Giuliani, Elvis Presley, John Wayne. You see how high that list is.
We're going to try and get him into the top five by the end of the show, Anthony. Real quick, what's your comment?
Sir, if you were tapped as the school chancellor for the city of New York, what changes would you make since they are crime-ridden?
Well, I think it's up to the police commissioner. You know, the crime in city schools, crime in any schools, is terrible. It's something that has to be looked at. It's something they're looking at constantly. And I think I'd leave that to Jimmy O'Neill, the present police commissioner. It's something that that has to be dealt with.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting. Greg Floyd, I saw him here yesterday. He does a show on our station Saturday nights. He was here with our mutual friend Peter King, who I believe is coming on. I don't know if he's coming on this Saturday or the following Saturday. And Greg Floyd has said publicly that he believes that the school safety officers in schools are being pressured not to report crimes. So as to
and that Frank, that's going on around the country.
Around the country.
If it's happening here, it shouldn't be happening.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next hour, Rikers Island is a mess. There was also an attack on a correction officer at the Brooklyn House of Detention, and the mayor has a pretty bold plan for Rikers Island. It's to register more folks to vote. So I'm sitting here with a man who helped reform Rikers Island. Coming up next hour, we'll talk about the man that represents the Union of Correction Officers that staffs Rikers Island. First, here's Al Gattulo with the news.
Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
75 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The search continues for the suspects who ambushed two plainclothes Camden cops Tuesday night. Detectives were driving an unmarked vehicle when they were shot as they waited at a red light at the intersection of Broadway and Walnut Streets. Both cops were hit. One returned fire. The officers were then brought to Cooper University Hospital for treatment. Authorities investigating violent attacks against corrections officers in two separate incidents. Officials say one attack happened at the Brooklyn Detention Center complex as an officer closing a gate was beaten, punched, and kicked by an inmate. According to union officials, the officer was seriously injured, remains in the hospital. In addition, several officers were attacked yesterday at Rikers Island. Elias Usamadin, the president of the Corrections Officers Benevolent Association, will join us next hour. In sports, Yankees beat the White Sox 7-3. The Mets shut out the Reds 8-0.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.